This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we are just a day away from the sequester, which is Washington's speak for $85 billion worth of federal spending cuts this year. The people who will feel the pinch first will likely be federal workers, some of whom could lose 20% of their pay. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Okay, so what do you guys want to eat for dinner tonight?
Salad.
It's dinner time at Erica Towns' house in the Washington suburbs. She's a nurse at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, making less than $50,000 a year. She's been fighting foreclosure. So when Towns heard she might have to take unpaid leave one day a week because of sequestration, her first thought was, will I keep my house? What bills will I be able to pay?
With the sequestration, now we're talking about full-on juggling.
Ironically, Towns could lose her job if she runs up too much debt trying to make up for the sequester pay cut. Her job requires a security clearance. She has to maintain a certain credit rating to keep her clearance and her job.
You know, Department of Defense is not going to say, oh, well, you know, sequester is okay. That's not how it works.
Since borrowing could put their jobs in jeopardy, Defense Department workers will have to turn to other sources of aid if they're forced to take unpaid leave. The union office on Andrews Air Force Base has prepared packets of information on local shelters, food banks, and counseling services.
Depending on gas or buying food. Most important,
Octavia Hall is president of the local branch of the American Federation of Government Employees. Earlier this week, the office was bustling. Workers kept dropping in with questions for Hall. She says the sequester would lop 20% off of her members' paychecks when their take-home pay is barely enough to cover their bills as it is.
Take home $900 for 2 weeks. So cancel 20% off of that.
That 20% pay cut would ripple through the economy. Stephen Fuller is an economist at George Mason University. He says the sequestration cuts would shave 1 percentage point off of economic growth this year. He says an economy that's been staggering anyway will be punch drunk after sequestration.
It will have enormous short-term consequences that won't achieve any purpose.
Fuller says those consequences won't be felt immediately if sequestration kicks in tomorrow. Federal workers have to be given at least 30 days' notice of any unpaid leave. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.